Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In this era of political correctness run amok, it's refreshing to find policymakers who take the time to step back, take a deep breath, and carefully analyze policy before enacting it with a mob mentality. This week, we report on a victory, and it's hats off to the Hamilton School Board for taking a stand and doing what's right for kids. As most of you know, there's a full court press to enact anti-bullying policies in school districts across the state. Is it a good idea? Yes. In fact, it's a no-brainer. Kids should feel safe in school, period, paragraph. But that's not what anti-bullying policies are. They've been around for about 10 years, they're the brainchild of the homosexual movement, and they're meant to force students not only to tolerate homosexuality, but to embrace it as a perfectly normal alternative to heterosexuality. Once these policies are adopted, curriculum is introduced that normalizes every form of sexual deviancy under the sun, and students are forced to accept it. There's no room for discussion and no room for dissent. If you try to voice a contrary opinion, you're accused of hate speech, and that's by design. These anti-bullying policies are meant to stifle free speech and get around religious liberty protections. And lest we go too far down that road, let's remember that Benjamin Franklin said that without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom, and no such thing as liberty without freedom of speech. In our society, every idea is worthy of debate. Christians believe that the Bible teaches that homosexuality is contrary to God's order. Others believe that it's not. So let's have the debate. But let's not short-circuit the process with hate speech laws and anti-bullying policies. This week, the Hamilton School Board came down on the side of all students. The board was approached by PFLAG, a union-endorsed pro-homosexual advocacy group, who asked them to add sexual orientation language to student and employment discrimination policy. Sexual orientation was already in the anti-bullying policy. In the end, the board overwhelmingly rejected the request, then took it one step further and actually removed the sexual orientation language from the anti-bullying policy, in effect saying, "We're not going to set up special classes of protected students. Bullying is wrong in all circumstances, and we're going to protect all students equally." What a novel thought. And speaking of free speech and its intersection with the gay rights agenda, the next big battle will take place on April 20th during the Day of Silence. This is when students and teacher members of homosexual clubs remain silent for the school day to bring attention to intolerance against homosexuals. Unfortunately, some of the people who experience ridicule at the hands of the homosexual movement are members of PFOX, the parents and friends of ex-gays, those who have chosen to walk away from the lifestyle. This year, they've chosen the Day of Silence to get their message out, hopefully without interference or harassment. It's all part of the free flow of ideas that Benjamin Franklin said ultimately leads to wisdom, and it's up to each side to present their strongest arguments. That's what makes us Americans. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.